Hey, this is Alex Terranova, and this is the Dream Mason Podcast. We've been taught to behave, to fit in, to follow the rules, but Dream Masons reject conventional thought. Dream Masons are rebels. They take a chisel to the marble that is typical traditional life. They carve out brilliance and broadcast it to the world. Join me for another chapter as we unmask convention, embrace the rebels within us, and more deeply come to explore the complex and agitated edges of our existence. Now, before we get started, please don't be a rebel yet and grab your phone and hit that little button that says subscribe. Thank you. Because your dreams don't build themselves. The future of business will mimic sports. Don't fall behind. One of the most significant lessons we can learn about the future of business comes from sports, and that sports might have taken it straight out of nature's playbook. Things are changing fast in business. With each new generation and rapidly shifting world event, business models, employee engagement, and dedication seems to get thrust into chaos. If you adapt, you will avoid problems and frustration and likely not be left behind. Most westernized businesses and success mindsets operate from the same paradigm. Set a goal, take action to create the desired results, work harder, get feedback and improve, adjust, and then work more and keep pushing until you hit the desired results. After you do, celebrate for a moment, a night, maybe a day or two, and then start all over and create the next goal and repeat the pattern. This cycle is commonly demonstrated as each year comes to a close. Many successful people, motivational people, and coaches encourage people to do whatever it takes to hit your fourth quarter goals. In October, we hear things like, there are 3 months left to accomplish this year's goals. In November and December, we hear, there's only 30 or 60 days left to hit these year's goals. And in the fourth quarter, we'll hear things like, you better start planning for the first quarter of next year. It's a race that never ends. We go from one goal to the next. We are expected to push, grind, and hustle for 12 months straight, with maybe a day or two or just a week to relax, reset, and enjoy ourselves. In that 12 months, we also need to set our goals and get started on those for the year ahead. It's bullshit. It's exhausting, and it's not sustainable. Look at the world. Look at our workers. We're tired, we're unmotivated, we're sick, we're burned out, and constantly distracted. Business owners think nobody wants to work. But nobody wants to do shitty, repetitive, soulless work in mind-numbing conditions. Ever notice that sports don't operate and are not structured or scheduled like traditional businesses? Sports operate more like nature. Take football, for example. The preseason starts in August, goes into the regular season, and ends with the Super Bowl in February. Then the players rest, relax, and recover. Football falls away, and after some time, they amp up training, add in contact, and we get to the preseason again. Football, like nature, has seasons. I equate the preseason to spring, blooming, warming up, strategy, and revealing itself. The regular season is like summer, and the playoffs are like fall, with most of the teams falling away until all have fallen away after the Super Bowl. And then everyone rolls into a metaphorical winter, a time of rest, recovery, restoration, sleep, and slowdown. Most sports follow a similar nature-based model, and they have to. Baseball even calls it spring training, the playoffs and the World Series, the fall classic. An athlete's body is no different from a plot of land or nature. It needs time to rest, recover, and to be restored before it can bloom again. If this weren't the schedule, athletes would burn out physically, their bodies succumbing to exhaustion and injury after a few years. To support athletes to perform their best and enhance longevity, we must follow a cycle or path of nature. But only some businesses follow this model. Possibly because of the desire for profits, or simply because we assume our bodies could endure sitting in a desk or chairs for months. Western business models assume doing the same tasks over and over, hustling, grinding, and pushing mentally with just a few days off here and there are sustainable. It's like we accept that the body has a process it must go through, but we ignore that process when it comes to the mind or our spirit. And when you look around, the minds and the spirits of Americans and so many around the world need an off-season. They need rehab, restoration, recovery, and a break to reboot, refresh, and restore. While I acknowledge this podcast will not revamp the Western world's organization of work and economies, I want to share with you how you can incorporate the four seasons into the four seasons of business. Let's start with fall. Fall is about letting go and letting older things fall away, letting old mindsets, projects, and beliefs find a way to completion. Fall is a time for gratitude of what you have accomplished. It isn't the time to do more or take on more or set up new projects. Fall is when you start wrapping things up, closing things out, and taking your foot off the gas. Winter is a time of pausing, resting, restoring, rebalancing, and refreshing yourself. Winter is a time for self-care, going slower, being more and doing less. Winter is the time you feed yourself well, spend time with those you love, do things that bring you joy and make you feel good. Winter doesn't mean everything has to go away. Athletes still train, but maybe they don't take on aggressive tactics or methods during this time. Spring is when things bloom and when life comes back into things. It's a time when ideas are born, energy and new inspiration flourish, and we start to ramp up the action and do more in preparation for what's to come. And summer is when we go, go, go. We grind and we hustle. We push it as hard as we can. We do more in summer. We challenge ourselves to break records, to do our best, to do what we haven't done before, and to hit our goals. Summer is the time for hard work and achievement. Without the seasons of business, we could crush it for a bit. Still, like an athlete that never takes a break and doesn't empower their recovery as much as they entrust in their perseverance, success will be short-lived. Maybe it's short-lived through burnout, anxiety, stress, dissatisfaction, or health-related issues. If you want lasting longevity, you need to relate to your mind and your team's minds and spirits like athletes see their bodies. LeBron James spends between $1 and $1.5 million a year on his body. That's what it requires to be the best. That's the price he pays for excellence. What do you spend annually caring for your mind, your body, or your spirit? How much do you invest in your employees' mental, physical, or spiritual self-care? Of course you aren't spending what LeBron does. What he spends is in relation to his goals and revenue. But what do you spend? Is it structured based on your goals? So how do we do this? How is what we must learn based on your goals and the vision of your life, business, and company? We can create the how, just as the NFL did. I'm sure the owners would love seasons that had no breaks to make more and more money. But if they push for this, the best players would play shorter and shorter careers, and the talent and competitiveness would dry up very quickly, and the money would go with it. The how is possible if we rethink how we see our goals and values, that often less is more. Enjoy fall, enjoy winter, happy holidays, and imagine what the seasons of business could be like in your own life and business. What would it provide or make possible for you personally or for your business if you were to incorporate seasons into your schedule or plan? What would become available if you let old things, tools, mindsets, and operation styles fall away and made space for new possibilities? If you or your teams went into spring or summer fully nourished, rested, and recovered, what might they or you be able to produce or create? These are just a few questions to ponder. If you'd like to talk to me more about this and how we can implement this into your business or company culture, email me at alex@thedreammason.com and we can set up a strategy call. Happy holidays. Thanks for listening. Honestly, I'm just a rebel who found a cause and has a dream, and I'm super grateful for your support. If you got anything from this, please help me out and share this podcast with one person today. You can find me at thedreammason.com or at inspirationalalex on Instagram. You are a dream mason because your dreams don't build themselves.